This is a really special, special story today, so I'm glad you guys are here. Elizabeth was a very special little girl who loved Jesus. Sadly, Elizabeth became very, very sick, and she went to heaven to live with Jesus. Now, her family gave me this book, When Elizabeth Went to Heaven, and the family wanted me to share with boys and girls just like you. Now, the title of this is, Oh Yay! He is my shepherd. Do you know who that is?
Sheep.
This is the sheep, and this is?
The shepherd.
But do you know his name? Jesus. This is Jesus. And it's the 23rd Psalm for children. And Elizabeth's mommy and daddy wrote something very special in the front cover of this book. And it says, presented to Miss Jane in memory of Elizabeth Ann Boghossian, who now is at the side of our wonderful shepherd. And this book starts off like this. The story begins, the Lord is my shepherd. Look, the shepherd is really Jesus Christ, our Creator, our God, our Savior, and the King of everything. Now, when Jesus is your good shepherd, you have everything you need. Okay. This is really interesting. Did you know that sheep are quite afraid of rushing, noisy water? Especially because when their wool gets really heavy, if they get in the water, they'll probably drown because the wool is so heavy. So, Jesus the Good Shepherd finds quiet, calm, safe waters for them and lush green pastures. Okay. The shepherd watches very alertly, very carefully, for everything to protect the sheep. Now, if one gets lost, then he goes and looks until he finds it, and then he joyfully carries the little sheep home. Well, this is quite personal because it says that sheep are very stubborn. That's kind of like us. They want to go exactly where they want to go. So, Jesus the Good Shepherd takes his staff, it's like this, and gently pulls them back in because he wants to have them obey and he wants them to stay on the right path. Ooh, this one, look. Makes me a little scared because danger is everywhere when you're a sheep or you're the shepherd. And the shepherd protects them from poisonous weeds and flowers, from thorns, from very sharp rocks. And he also uses his club, which is a different one, to drive away the dangerous animals. Now, someday, Jesus will lead us to his home in heaven. It is going to be more wonderful than you can even imagine. And guess what? You'll probably get to meet Elizabeth there. In heaven, there's no bad guys, no bedtime, no dying, and no fears. And there's more. There's no sadness, no sickness, no sin, and no tears. And in heaven, guess what? You can climb up on Jesus' lap, and you can give him a big hug, and you can thank him for being your great shepherd. Let's pray. God, you are just so many things. You have so many names and so many jobs. And wow, we just thank you that we can choose you to be our good shepherd. Lord, I don't know why anyone wouldn't choose you, but I just pray that each child here will do that so they know where they're going, they know they're safe, they know they have everything they need, and they're protected, and you're watching out for them. Lord, I just pray that for every person here. In your name I pray. Amen.